This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So if you missed it yesterday, I talked about the date I went on Friday.
Right.
You can always listen back on the Odyssey app. You know, our show's always up.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah, it's up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, too. But we post it every day, the entire show. You can listen to it. And a lot of people do listen that way.
Some people just Google Allie and DZ, and then they will find it that way. Do what you got to do. You go get there.
You're going to find it. But I talked about the date on Friday, and... and the text message that he sent me on Sunday.
Right. That was a big part of the conversation.
It was a big part of the conversation, which was where he basically said, you know, he wasn't feeling anything romantic. And I kind of agreed, even though, you know, I would have gone out with him again.
Right.
But the am I the jerk today? I really wondered when I posted yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. I put on Facebook and on Instagram on my story. I put the exchange of our text messages. Like, I screenshotted them and I put them up.
You put his number out
on,
there?
Not his number, but on social media. I put the entire text.
No, I saw it. I'm joking. Obviously.
You saw it.
Yeah.
And people loved it, right?
Yeah.
Especially on Facebook.
I mean, I can imagine.
There were a ton of comments because I said, I'm only posting this to show you guys that there is hope, that there are men out there who are great communicators, who will be upfront and honest, who will be straightforward with you. And this is an example of it. And I did block out his name. Don't get me wrong.
You were talking about the one that got away. I get it.
Shut up. I was not. Knock it off.
I'm joking, bro.
But
you was kind of bigging him, going like, look at this clear communication. Wow.
Yes.
Wonderful. Two human beings, adults at that,
I was
talking.
Impressed. Yeah. I was impressed. I was impressed by how well he communicated with me,
right,
and how honest he was,
right.
But then after I posted it, he watched my story on Instagram.
Y'all are already on social.
We're on friends, and I went, did I violate his trust? Even though I don't really know him like that, by posting, there, here come the doctors.
Oh snap!
I love my dad. They're so fun,
dog.
My question is: am I the jerk for sharing private texts?
Ooh.
And screenshotting it and putting it on the internet.
I mean,
I
don't really know,
you,
man.
You can come in, Dr. Corkos. We're in the middle of Am I the Jerk? Don't be shy.
It's real radio, doc.
I told DZ you're going to love my doctor.
Aww.
He's a character.
I want a kiss on the forehead, too. Now, come on, doc. Come on, doc. Aww. I felt left out. What a big dog.
I'm so excited you're here. I'm asking Dr. Corkos. See, he'll have my back. I'm asking if I'm the jerk because I screenshotted a text message with a guy I went on the date with and I put it on the internet. Am I the jerk for that?
You want to be an honorary answer? Because we were just about to talk about it.
No, it's very nice, Dr. Corkos, what he said. He just said he didn't want to see me again.
She was kind of shouting him out.
I was saying, what a great guy for being honest with me. Am I the jerk for screenshotting someone's private text with me and putting it on Facebook?
I I think it's his loss. That's what I think.
My dog.
I love you, Dr. Quarkos.
Being a jerk is secondary to him saying I'm done. I mean, I'm done too.
Men usually ghost or I ghost them, you know? So like I said, am I the jerk for screenshotting someone's private text? Come on in, guys.
Bring it in, fam.
All the doctors are coming in. I love it. Am I the jerk, DZ? What do you think? Did I screw this guy over by screenshotting his private text?
I hear why you could be jerky.
And putting them on the internet?
Because hear me out, man.
For all 2,000 people on Facebook that liked it.
Which means a lot more saw it. All right. You could be jerky because that was a private interaction and you didn't necessarily say, hey, man, I'm going to share this. But I could see why it's not, because technically you're a public figure. If we share a part of our private interaction with somebody, that's our to do with. That was your private interaction, too.
Yeah, but if somebody shared my private text, I'd be very upset. If someone screenshotted my private text and put it on their public Facebook and their public Instagram, I'd be like,
unhappy.
You did me wrong.
So you think you're a jerk.
Kind of. Now, hold on. Hear me out. Hear me out, everybody.
Here's the kicker.
You know, I said he watched my story on Instagram. He clapped at it.
Wait.
So he was actually not mad at me for sharing the private text.
I was going to say, what was the clap? Well, it could have been a clap back.
No, I think he clapped because I said, proof that there are straightforward men that will communicate with you. Here you go.
Oh, because you were bigging him up.
He was okay with it. But.
Was he okay with it, or was he just okay with it?
Is this a violation?
You see my air quotes. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit of a violation. I'm not going to lie to you.
You know
you my people, you my dog, you my sis. But this is a little bit of a violation, and I understand why you're saying you'd be bothered by this, because I'd be bothered by this.
I said he was a good guy.
An ask would have been nice. And ask, like, hey, do you mind if I just share this as, like, you know,
to see him again,
just to check in, right? But it would have been courteous.
It would have been, but I didn't do it. Okay, 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in, you're not a jerk. There was nothing malicious behind it. You were grateful for him being straightforward. Okay.
Okay, Rasheed.
Emily in Menominee Falls said, you're not ripping on him. You're complimenting him. Okay.
Double received.
And I blocked out his name. Okay.
Hey, that's, okay, valid. Mm. But in essence, though, is this jerky behavior?
You know what, Steve in Twin Lakes, who asked you? He said, I say jerk. Forget you, Steve.
We asked Steve.
He said, even though it was nice of him and you didn't mean anything by it, but to give him props, jerk for posting a private convo without his permission.
In a nutshell, this went well, right? But this could have just as easily gone in the other 50%, you feel me? And we're grateful that it didn't, but we would have been having a different conversation had it not.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see what everybody says next. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, we have got to decide, am I the jerk for sharing private texts between me and the guy I went out with on Friday night, and I put the whole text exchange on Facebook and Instagram.
You really did that.
I really did that. So let's just go to the phones, and let's go to Angie in Waukesha on 5, DZ, and see if she thinks I'm the jerk. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hi. Okay, so am I the jerk for sharing the private text exchange between me and Mystery Man?
No, you are not the jerk.
Yes!
Oh. Well, why? Explain yourself for Allie.
Take your time. Go on.
Because what's the difference between you showing the screenshot of the text versus when you told the story on air?
Oh, I did read it word for word on the air, didn't I?
You read it word for word, and it was positive. I would see where you could be jerky if it was negative, if you were calling him out for something dirty.
If I was being toxic.
It was positive.
I was not being toxic. I was trying to give women hope.
Yeah.
That there are men that will communicate and not ghost you.
It's shouting out a good dude.
And by the way, let me just say, without naming names, somebody I know who weirdly is connected to the doctors at Allume, who shall remain nameless, has messaged me and said she's been dating a very, very nice gentleman and she was going to screenshot what he wrote in order to let down the guy she's been seeing because she like didn't want to hurt his feelings.
That's a whole nother scenario in Am I the Jerk, though. That's more in Am I the Jerk. That's another one.
She used it as a guide on how to let someone down nicely.
Oh, that's jerky, no question. Yours is more questionable. That's jerky, no question.
I thought it was positive that she was looking for a nice way to let someone down without being rude. Okay, never mind.
She's using one dude against another dude? Mm-mm.
No, no. She just wanted to break up with the guy, but she didn't want to hurt his feelings. So she was going to basically kind of use the same verbiage the guy had used on me.
Oh, I thought you... Never mind.
There's no other guy. It's just her and one guy.
Got it.
She wanted to let him
down
nicely.
She was using your screenshot as... She was just going to copy and paste the message and go, this is the perfect way to end it with... Oh, never mind. Yeah.
She was just going to copy it and say, you're a great person, but I don't feel romantic about you, etc.
Heard. No, my imagination took that in a different
your
direction.
Your receipts are doing good things in the world, Allie.
Changing lives one day at a time.
One day at a time, Angie.
One day at
she
a time.
She kicks it off, says not the jerk.
Bye, Angie. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, Lisa in Sheboygan is up next. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row on line one.
Lisa.
Good morning.
Just remember up, who doctor? Your friends are. Oh, she said, what's up, doctors? They're in the background waiting patiently.
I said, what's up, doctors?
Stop trying to get your cosmetic surgery because everybody's going to be shouting you guys out. Hi,
hey,
doctors.
Come on,
she said, chill. You're making it hot. Chill.
Knock it off. You're funny. All right, Lisa, am I the jerk for sharing these private screenshots of the texts I had with this man?
No. Sorry, you're just not.
Not the jerk.
I just feel like, one, you didn't call out his name. You kept it private in terms of nobody knows who it is. Plus, mm-hmm. I also think that if someone is accepting a date with you and going out with you, like, they obviously know who you are.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that what can be kept private about a relationship has to be talked about on air. But at the same time, if you're in the very early stages of the dating scene mm-hmm. with this person, they know that you're talking about it on air.
They know Allie's going to light them up on the air.
Especially right. if a Friday's coming up, because you know then it's a dumpster fire and you never know what's going to happen then.
Okay, well, hold on, though. I always say I never say their names. We mm-hmm. always give them nicknames because they have kids, they have families, they have lives.
Yeah, I'm not doing that no more.
I don't want kids... well, we're not even giving them
I'm
nicknames.
Not jinxing it no more, bro.
I don't want their kids to know. We don't... You know, it's not like our kids...
People do have private lives.
Honestly, you
and
know?
That's why this can go jerky, because had he not been comfortable with this, this was a great exchange. But had he even said, hey, I wasn't okay with that, somebody might
but
figure out who he is, mm-hmm. right?
Nothing about her.
Y'all have people in common.
Showed who it was.
But they have that's people true. In common, though, and through deductive reasoning, you never know who
people
might know
love
who.
To creep
people
on love your Instagram.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. All
yep.
right.
Yep.
Okay. She said not the jerk. Sorry, you know, let's leave it at that.
I'm still trying to sway. Let me talk.
No. No.
Fine, Lisa.
Lisa, I love you. Okay. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, let's go to our last caller, Angelica in Cudahy. Angelica, are you going to make it a clean sweep today on Am I the Jerk for sharing this guy's private texts on the internet?
I'm going to make it. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I am going. Hello. Good morning, Allie and Dizzy, by the way.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to make it a clean sweep and say you are not the jerk. I would have said jerk if you didn't block his information.
If I used his name.
You block all,
yeah.
You block all his information. I don't like it with my daughters. Screenshot my privacy, my private conversation, then send it to their friend.
Mm.
If you would have disclosed his name, then that would have made you a jerk.
Different.
But since you just kept it every private, then you're not the jerk. You just wanted everybody to know there's still good guys out there.
Bet. All right. Okay, Angelica.
Whoever texted in the other 15 women that got the same text are going to recognize it.
Y'all better chill, man. Leave this dude alone. He
leave
seemed
him.
Like a genuinely good dude.
So embarrassing. Okay, thank you for calling, Angelica.
Thank you.
We appreciate
you.
You
too.
Oh, man. All right, so I'm not the jerk. Because
sweet.
After I did that, I thought, was that too much? But I blocked out everything.
Sweeped, swept, swepped.
Gabriel
vacuumed.
In Kenosha, thank you for the text. I love your morning show. I try to text and call all the time, but never get through. And she said she doesn't think I'm the jerk. Thank you.
Dang, even on a text. Did anybody? Oh, no, one person said jerk.
Somebody did, yeah.
And I could justify jerk any day of the week, but you know I'm going to hold you down.
Most people are saying not the jerk. Thank you.
Okay.
Somebody said I'm a jerk for hiding his name.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.